John 16:24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. What is prayer? The dictionary says it is approaching God in word or thought, often with an earnest entreaty. Webster says it consists of adoration, confession, supplication, or thanksgiving. I would add intercession, going to God on behalf of others. Why is it easier for some people to pray than it is for others? I know some who find such joy in prayer they can hardly bring themselves to do anything else. I met two people like this when I was in my first assignment with the Navigators. I had been involved with the group for some years before, but now I was on my own. I was in Pittsburgh, carrying on a campus ministry. I was living with a young minister, Reverend Ken Smith, and we would stop by the home of these two elderly sisters to take them to church. I soon became aware of a very strange thing. In their conversation on the way to church, it seemed to me they spent most of their time in prayer. The more I got to know them, the more I realized that that was in fact the case. They would spend the morning in prayer. After they had lunch on the stove, they would pray until it was cooked. After lunch, they would pray until supper time, cook supper, and then pray until time to retire for the night. It was amazing. You couldn't keep them off their knees. They found such joy and fulfillment in entering in the presence of the Lord. Now I know others who are mightily used of God, but who do not have the same victory in prayer. Oh, they pray, but it is not their strong point. Some find joy in teaching the Word, others in witnessing, others in some sort of service behind the scenes. When they discuss prayer, they deplore their prayer life. They pray, but it is a struggle. What's the answer to that? Frankly, I think there must be some people among us in the body of Christ who are specifically called to pray. It is their life. But it is also evident in the Word of God that all of us are commanded to pray. Our calling may be to evangelize, or to serve, or whatever. But mark this. None of it will be productive if we ignore prayer. Prayer must undergird all we do. Jesus said to pray in His name. He is our mediator, our only way to God. And when we do, God will fulfill our joy. Prayer is one of the keys to a joyful Christian life. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.